visiting here once again with the head coach for Kansas State University football, Bill Snyder. And Coach, thanks again for joining me here and out here at the Scott City Catbackers event. You're going to begin your 21st season as the head coach here, and talk about 10-2 season last year, or I should say 10-3, lost to Arkansas in the Cotton Bowl, but a great season. Reflect back on that season.
Well, when we got started, it was I think there were a lot of question marks about our football team. I certainly had, some questions about it. I think it was kind of a result. You remember we played Eastern Kentucky and had to come from behind and win the ball game on a touchdown in the last minute of play to win a 10-7 ball game against a team that went on to become, a 5-7 team, something like that. So there was some, concern whether we'd win a game or not. But I think it really sent a strong message to our young guys, because we probably didn't have as good a summer workouts as I'm accustomed to and would have appreciated from our players. But I think that kind of woke them up a little bit. I think they had taken some things for granted. From that point on, a lot of the things that are so significant and important to me really started to become a reality with our football team. I think the work habits became a lot stronger. The unity and family sensitivity became a lot stronger. The discipline became stronger. Just the mental toughness that it takes to play the game and go through the routine they have to go through became a great deal stronger. So I think, in one way it was a disappointing performance in the first ball game, but in another way, I think it really woke our guys up and allowed them to understand that what's really important are all those intrinsic values that we try to talk about all the time and try to establish with our players. And they got the message, so I'm proud of them.
And you talk about the intrinsic values, the 16 goals for success, part of the Kansas State football program, it's a big thing. Do you feel that the team has bought into it more and more as your second stint has gone on into the fourth season?
Well, I think they have. I think it takes a little while. It's kind of like listening to mom and dad all over again. But it's the same values that you'll teach your sons. And they've bought in principle, but not necessarily in terms of their responsiveness to it. They got more heavily involved in that as we went along. And I think right now, if you were to visit with them, they'd all share the same thing with you. That's really what had brought them through adversity and gave them an opportunity to have the kind of success they did.
What's interesting is two of your four captains that have been elected and been named are walk-ons. B.J. Finney, who's here tonight, is a sophomore. Ty Zimmerman is going to be a junior. What does that say about the hard work of some of the kids to be named captain as coming in as a walk-on?
Well, I think you look through the program over the past X number of years, and you see that same thing has taken place. We've had so many young people that have walked on into our program, gone into the NFL, been in the NFL for 8, 9, 10 years, had success at Kansas State, had success in the NFL, and one would say, how does that happen? And it's just, it gives me more ammunition to convey to the young people in our program that, all those young guys we're talking about, and the two captains you're talking about are young guys that have those values and those principles, and they believe in them, and they try to live them, most importantly, and that's what has brought them to the level of success that they have had. So, one of them, BJ's here tonight, and when he gets up and talk, he'll talk about some of those things as well.
Well, of course, you'll have two new teams in the conference come this fall, and the schedule, you're going to be playing them on the road. TCU and West Virginia, who had some very good seasons in the past. Talk about facing some new teams, going into some new stadiums in TCU and West Virginia.
Well, they tell me that West Virginia is a really hard play. First of all, you can't get there from here, kind of like Garden City. And secondly, it's really a hard place to play. I mean, their fans really get into it, and I know we have. I've always bragged, so diligently about our fan sport base, which is amazing. But I'm hearing stories. I've never played there, but I'm hearing stories. I've made a lot of calls and talked to coaches across the country that, you know, that go in there to play, and it's a tough trip. So it's, you know, it's the important thing is that our young guys are going to have to learn, which, you know, playing in the Cotton Bowl and playing in Jerry Jones Stadium probably, hopefully, has helped them a little bit, you know, because we always talk about keeping the game between the white lines and not allowing for the distractions that come with, you know, playing in a foreign arena. And I think they were a little caught off guard with the Cotton Bowl. And I think it had a little bit of an impact on their performance, but I'm hoping that becomes a teaching tool for us, and will help them when we travel to West Virginia, because that's I've not been there, they haven't been there, and like I said, what I hear is hard place to play. West Virginia is a good football program. TCU is a good football program. I think the two of them. Really, in all reality, probably, it remains to be seen, but I think probably make our conference even stronger.
And one other final thing here. Of course, you've been coming out here to the Scott City Fry since way back when. You started back in 89. And what was your first thought coming out here to the Fry and just the scenery and everything?
Well, you know, I was raised in St. Joe, Missouri, so I've been a Midwesterner. Now, I didn't have a great deal of experience in the in Western Kansas, but I used to go to school at Eastern New Mexico University, and they always said if you were in Portales, New Mexico, you could see Dallas from there, which was 800 miles away. And so, you know, the flatlands of Western Kansas kind of reminiscent of that a little bit, but it's not about it. I've never been enamored by, you know, scenery any place. I mean, I enjoy pretty scenery, but that's not the issue. You know, what's always been important to me is strictly been people. And the reason that I came to Kansas State University and stayed and returned, all of them, is truly because of people, not for any other reason. And when I came out here, I had already met some of the people here, and I was enamored with the people. And, you know, and when you really think about it, you know, people in Western Kansas live the values day in and day out that we try to teach. Those are those intrinsic values. You know, when you talk about our 16, you know, well-documented goals for success, you know, that's what these people live every single day. And it's what I tell our players. I mean, this is the role model right here in Western Kansas. People that, you know, the weather, I mean, they're reliant on things they have no control over, and you got to be pretty doggone tough, and you got to be able to have great perseverance. And great self-discipline, and you just get up and fight the battle every single morning, and that's what you have to do in our program. So I was, and I love the people out here because they are those kind of people.
Well, Coach, thanks again for joining us here this evening here in Scott City, and best luck to you in coming fall here and another great season ahead.
Well, thank you very much. Very kind of you. Wish you well, too. I like your shirt, by the way.